You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of debriefing, we want to talk to our man, president of Atlanta United, Darren Eales, joining us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. And Darren, we had a great season. It didn't finish the way that we wanted to, but Mike and I have been talking about this all week, and we've been wanting to get the chance to talk to you about it. What did you take? What did you make of the game in New York City? What did you think about it?
Yeah, afternoon, chaps. Good to speak to you. Yeah, it's disappointing. I thought we played really well. You know, it's difficult. We're away from home, and we can talk a little bit about that. But, you know, we missed a chance by not playing at home because we've seen 5 out of 6 teams, you know, lose that played on the road. So I felt good at halftime, and then, you know, we switched off for a corner, start the second half. It was, you know, their striker's a great player. It was a bit of a lucky one. He banged into the ground, and, you know, again, we switched off another corner, and before you know it, you're 2-0 down, and it's tough at Yankee Stadium. We spoke about it quite a lot. You know, there's no space behind. So, you know, once you concede and the team drops back, it's very difficult to find space. So it was a shame, really, because first half, I think while we were on top, that's when we needed to get that goal. But as you said, Carl, in the big scheme of things, you know, to have made the playoffs from where we were was impressive, you know, given the hole we dug for ourselves. I think a real shame was not getting that home game in the playoffs because, you know, we dropped a couple of points that would have given us a top four position, and clearly we're a different proposition playing at home in front of our fans at the Mercedes Benz Stadium.
Yeah, it's funny. We said the same thing throughout the week leading up to it, Darren, that, you know, just one or two of those, you know, draws that we had just couldn't seal away in stoppage time or the last 10 minutes of a match. It just seemed like there were like 3 or 4 of those that we could have definitely, and might even been as high as a 3 seed at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, even New York City is the one, isn't it? You know, they scored that late one when they didn't look like they got a goal in them, and then the substitute came on and smashed that free kick in. And obviously that would have been a big swing where we'd have been definitely, you know, the home team, which I think would have made a difference. But again, I think, you know, if you look back, and I mentioned it last week when I was on the show, you know, since we announced Gonzalo as our coach, we were the number one team in the league in terms of points. So, you know, it's disappointing, but as we look to next season, you know, we're going to have a whole preseason, a whole season with Gonzalo in charge. We're not going to have Champions League for the first time in 4 years, which, you know, we want to be in Champions League, obviously, but when you're in Champions League, that's quite a distraction at the start of the season. So we don't have that, which I think will be a benefit for us to hopefully make a quick start as well. And look, you know, our aim has to be, you know, this time making playoffs and making sure we get a home game in the playoffs. You know, we want to finish top four.
Darren, as you look at this team, you know, I know the offseason has just begun, but what do you think we need better at, and where does your movement and Carlos's decision making come into play there?
Yeah, look, I think overall, you know, we've got a chat with Gonzalo, but, you know, Gonzalo's spoken about being happy with his squad. And again, I think, you know, I don't think we need any major changes because, as I said, second half of the season, I think we showed what we can be, which was, you know, top in terms of points collected in the supporter shield. You know, there's some areas, I think, in depth that we can try and look for. I think a striker, you know, somewhere that we need that area of depth. So there's a couple of areas I think we'll be looking at, but I don't think there's any major overhaul, which is, you know, that's good news because, you know, we are a fairly young side anyway. So I think, you know, as we look to next year with, you know, with a full season in Gonzalo, I think it's more about trying to find those elements of depth to give us that chance to, you know, go for a full season and really go for it in terms of the supporter shield.
Darren Eales is with us, guys, as we're kind of doing like the post-mortem, and I hate to say that, on the 2021 season. That, man, it was a roller coaster. A lot of stuff that happened. As far as the players that you added, we were talking earlier in the week, Darren, one guy that we love, obviously, is your addition of Araújo. He's so much fun to watch. He gives you those wow moments. But a guy that, no joke, Carl and I were joking around about, I went and bought the jersey for Jürgen Damm. He just couldn't stay on the pitch this year. I know when he's healthy, he's got tremendous speed. How much of a disappointment was that for you?
Yeah, and you're right. Like, it's you know, when he's been on the pitch, he's got the pace. You see it. You know, he's very, very quick. But he just kept getting niggles every now and then. You know, just be getting back, and there'd be a setback, and You know, that's a real shame because he's someone that, you know, needs that, you know, needs that consistency. And I think, you know, we saw it a couple of times where he came on, certainly against Cincinnati. I thought that was one of his better games as a substitute appearance. In our last game of the season, where he did come on and make that difference. So, you know, we certainly could do with more out of Jürgen. I would agree with that, and he would agree. And, you know, part of that is just making sure he's fit to get him out there. But, yeah, you know, Luis, I thought, was great. Luis as well, I feel like, you know, it's always difficult to come into this league from abroad and hit the ground running, and I thought he did a great job in that. But I really think we're going to see an even better version of Luis for next season because, you know, he'll have that chance to acclimatise and, you know, the history of the league's littered with those players. Carlos Gil is a great example at New England Revolution, who took a little bit of time to settle into this league, but once they settled, you know, they really did light it up, and I think he's got the potential to do that.
Darren, when you talk about, you know, this club and training under Gonzalo Pineda as we move forward, are you guys going to change anything as far as the training? And as we look ahead now, you know, you've got some time, downtime, obviously, but when we, you know, get going again here in 7 or 8 weeks or whatever it's going to be, are things going to change? What potentially could look different there in the training process to get us ready for next year?
Yeah, look, I think we'll have a long talk with Gonzalo. I think, you know, the good thing was, I think with him and Rob, they did a great job that we spoke about of, you know, managing that difficult transition and not trying to change too much. And but I think, you know, even with the players, I think, you know, there was a sense that at the end of the season, it was a long season. You know, obviously, with everything that we went through, I think that by the end of the season, I think, you know, there was probably the carryover of the first half of the season in terms of mentally with the players. I think now with Gonzalo, we'll sit down and say, okay, it's after action, you know, what worked, what didn't, you know, there'll be some tweaks we make. Clearly, there'll be some ideas that Gonzalo has for his preseason in terms of, you know, where he'd like to go, how he wants to sort of periodize as we build into the season. And we'll work with him to give him the best opportunity he can to hit the ground running next season. But I don't think there'll be any major changes, but likewise, you know, there'll certainly be, you know, Gonzalo stamping what he wants to do with his preseason. And again, you know, the exciting thing about it is we've got, you know, a club all pulling in the same direction. You know, we've got a top-class manager who, you know, gets everything just on the pitch and off the pitch. You know, Rob Valentino and Diego's assistants have done a great job. Obviously, you know, we know we've got Carlos and we've got that long-term stability. So we feel really good about that. Now it's just about making those tiny little adjustments. And like I said, I think one big adjustment is not having Champions League. Because for once, we're not going to have to go to Costa Rica or Honduras 3 weeks before the start of the season, trying to balance between games that you have to win there as well as the start of the MLS. So I think that will be an advantage.
Cool. It's a Darren Eales with us, guys, president of Atlanta United, as we're looking forward now to 2022. And I know that you got to play this one close to the vest, but guys were asking us earlier in the week the stories, whether it's stories are just written because they're opinion or they're based on fact. But George Bello at some point will get some interest, as would a guy like Miles Robinson, anytime you have guys on the men's national team. But and the business model has always been to move guys, but I think it's the position of Dukes and Bell, Dan. We really don't want to lose anybody off this roster in the offseason if you can help it.
No, look, I think, you know, when we talk about what the sort of the plan is, it's always, you know, we make a move that's right for the player and for the club as well. So it's a two-way thing. And so that doesn't mean that you know, we're always looking to move every player. I mean, I understand with, you know, George Bello in particular, the age he is and the games that he's played for the national team, you know, we've obviously had interest for a number of clubs in Europe. And, you know, that'll be something that we'll see. And if it's the right move for George and for the club, but, you know, we won't do it if it isn't. So nothing's absolutely set in stone, and we're not always looking to move our players. And, you know, we want to build, just like you'll say, Mike and Carl, you know, we want this team, you know, to be together, to be trying to fight for trophies next year. So we won't look to do that. Look, it comes around quickly because we've already got our home opener against Sporting Kansas City for next season already set in the docket. So, you know, we're looking forward to that. And, you know, Casey are a good team, but that first home opener, we're going to have the full stadium. And, you know, we're already now looking forward to that and looking forward to having a big season in 2021.
Darren, what's your situation as contract-wise? I know Carlos just signed an extension. Just out of curiosity for Atlanta United fans, you're still under contract currently. How many years do you have left? I'm just, you know, as the front office looks to build.
I'm under contract and I'm happy here. You know, I love the city. It's been amazing place for me and for my family. You know, it's, the twins are now nearly 7 years old and they were born here. So we're loving it here.
Fair enough. Well, Darren, thank you again for joining us. We'll talk here as we get going in the offseason, seeing what you guys have working, and we're looking forward to seeing what this team looks like.
Yeah, and happy Thanksgiving. Sorry about that, Carl. And happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, too.
Cheers. Thanks, guys. Yeah, have a great Thanksgiving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.